Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Some of you that have heard this podcast before might know that I'm quite the connoisseur of Latin American food. And if you're like me and you like a good sit-down restaurant with great Latin American cuisine, check out Fiesta Acapulco, located in Stony Point, New York. By golly, they have the best Latin American food in Stony Point by far. And some of the dishes, I mean, obviously empanadas and quesadillas and so on, but the steak and shrimp, perfectly seasoned. You definitely don't want to miss dining out with your friends or significant other. Just a great atmosphere. And they also have a catering hall, one part of the restaurant, where you can bring in 30 or 50 people for a birthday party or a special event. And also the nightlife is starting to kick in a little bit there too. If you go there on like, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, it's a really festive atmosphere. And certainly bringing in the Latin American flavor, dance, and music. So check them out. You could go online at FiestaAcapulcoNY.com. And again, they're located in Stony Point, New York. And if you see Jose, one of the owners, tell him Tom sent you. It's a lovely Monday morning at 11:30. I'm just sitting here having coffee. Got up early, got some work done, and I could take a little break. And guess what I ended up doing? Podcasting. I'm telling you, you know, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World book. We are really living in a pretty awesome time. And there's obviously calamities all across the world right now, even in our own backyard sometimes. But, you know, when we get those moments to enjoy the accomplishments that we've gotten through thus far, and you know, hope for some extra things that are happening over the course of time, that is sufficient. Thanks for joining me on this Monday morning. What are we talking about today? We are talking about following your chi. I was listening to this comedian this morning. His name is Pat Bercher. And he said that, you know, there's certain things in life that help you to, like, kind of, like, get your mojo going and following your dream and so on and so forth. I can't tell you exactly what he said after that because it wouldn't be suitable for this particular podcast. We do keep it at PG-13. But check him out, Pat Bercher. He's big on Instagram and stuff like that. But following your chi, over the course of the last 17 years, being in business, first starting with web design, then going into hosting, and then adding on the search, social media, content writing, video, graphics, you know, all that stuff that you need in order to have really good professional presence. I think I mentioned this to you on a previous podcast. About 6 years ago, I posed a question to my team at that time, and I said, why are we not doing anything unique? You know, and from a business perspective, if you're not doing something at least moderately unique, I mean, you're susceptible to market forces that could knock you out of the game. This is inevitable. But on the flip side, why aren't we doing anything unique? And that is a manifestation, in my opinion, of, you know, what everybody can create and do. And it really mobilized the team. I have to say, they came through with some really great services and products that we started organizing and so on. But it still left me with a little bit of a blank space in my soul. And over the course of the years, you know, and we picked up Rockland's News, that's doing good and so on. I'm not even going to talk ad nauseum about that. I want to talk about the next level. And that is, what's the thing that speaks to at least my soul that's important that I can incorporate from more than a hobby into something that could really, let's say, drive me forward and perhaps drive a few good colleagues, friends, and community, friends and family forward, and that is music. It is music. I can't explain it. When I'm behind the drums, you know, I like playing drums with the two bands that I'm in. One's called Spanky and the Radicals. One's called Monster of Puppets. That's a Metallica tribute band. that we practice in. It speaks to my soul. It just seems to make sense when I'm on drums. And I'd like that sort of thing to kind of, you know, I'd like that sort of positive vibe to spread. Another example of this is when I go up to a music festival up in just past Newburgh. It's in a place called Marlboro, New York. It's called Mazstock. It's on a private field, like 30 acres. Guy owns it. He's well off. And he has this festival every year for the past, like, I don't know, 12, 14, 15 years. It's amazing. So I consider it Shangri-La. We recently, over the past 9 years, have done the Stony Music Fest. We're doing our 10th one on July 13th, and we're also having some supporting concerts before and after that date. But it really speaks to my soul, if you will. And over the past several months, we've started, you know, just for fun, booking bands with the many different restaurants and venues and pubs that we have in the area. Well, that is going to be continuing for the foreseeable future, because we are going to organize around the 20 bands that we book gigs for and book more and more. I'm not saying that this is going to be like a huge profit driver for our company, but we're going to enjoy doing it because, you know, for me, music is family. Music is family. To the right of me, I have a book that my good friend Dan gave to me. It's called The Music Never Stops by Peter Shapiro. Now, he's the creator of the venue, the Brooklyn Bowl. He was one of the managing partners for down in New York City, a legendary venue called the Wetlands. He rehabilitated and rejuvenated the Porchester Capitol Theater, where you have often Phil Lesh, Trey Anastasio, Queens of the Stone Age, tribute bands. It's amazing, and, you know, and he's right in the middle of all of it, helping to make it happen. And this book really gives me a lot of enthusiasm for driving forward in the music industry. And I don't expect to do it all by myself. I'm going to need help. If you're a person that really cares about music, reach out to me. But the point of this whole podcast, and I am sorry that I sometimes talk a little bit about myself, but it drives my soul forward. And if you have something in your life that drives your soul forward, keep on heading toward that. You know, money and time and financial pressures and this and that and the other, societal pressures, social media, organizing yourself, all that stuff, you know, it definitely is important. But, you know, you need that thing that drives your soul forward in order to get all those other details in the right order. Because after everything is said and done, you know, don't call it a legacy. That's a little bit too far-fetched. But, you know, finding something where you can contribute. Here comes the mailman right outside. Damn it. I'm screwing up this podcast. Watson, be quiet. Mail person comes like around 11:30 every day. And, he likes to bark at the mail person. So back to this podcast. So if you have something that drives you forward, like my dog waiting for the post office person every morning. Good boy. You're such a good boy. Yes, you're good boy. Keep on going with that, you know, because in the words of Steve Jobs at his graduate speech, I think it was in 2011, 2012, he says, follow your heart. And somehow it knows the path forward. Anyway. Have a great week, and I'd just like to take a moment of prayer and silence for the late Father Thomas Madden, who recently passed away, took care of St. Peter's Church and the community there for over 20 years. May you rest in peace, and we look forward to seeing you again on the other side. Hey, if you're into local podcasts and podcasts that really mean something other than the, oh, well, you have to get the measurable deliverables and all that crap, actually, you should really be listening to Real Life Human Stories. And one of the guests that we're going to have on our show soon is Billy Keenan. He's the podcaster for Keenan's Corner, and Billy's with me right now. I just wanted to introduce him.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Tom. You know, great to be with you. And I want to invite people to check out Keenan's Corner. It's on my YouTube channel. Check it out. I'm spotlighting ordinary people doing extraordinary things right in your backyard.
And I would venture to say that you're an extraordinary person doing ordinary and extraordinary things. So,
you know, every day just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward while I'm drawing breath. There's a great Latin phrase, dum spiro, spero. While I breathe, I hope.
Amen. Yeah. So Billy's going to be on our podcast soon. So stay tuned for an episode coming soon. And look for him on Apple Podcast and iTunes and all. Yeah. You check him out online, Keenan's Corner. And we'll be posting some links and we'll have you on the show soon. Thanks for being here.
Great. Great to be with you, Tom.